escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We are so happy that you made some time to join us. If you are out in the western part of the listening area right now, you may be getting some pretty bad storms. So if you are, all that stuff is kind of moving through the metro area. Sue's going to keep you updated on that as we go along. In the meantime, wanted to say hello to Charles Lipson, who is joining us. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. You know him. He writes for Spectator Magazine, Rear Clear Politics, and a lot of others. Charles, thanks for joining us today.
Mike, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Hey, I appreciate you making the time. I was talking a little bit earlier when we first started the show about how some of these reporters just don't seem to understand how things are working out. And I want to talk a little bit about this Texas strategy. But to start off, I want to play this cut and let you hear of just how insensitive I think some of these reporters on. Cut 30.
I would like to know, if you could outline, please, what the specific actions and discussions were that local officials took between 1:14 a.m., that's when the first flood emergency alert came out, and hours later when the river first started flooding. What happened in those hours?
What I can tell you, when I was first notified, it was around the 4 to 5 area. One of my sergeants was in dispatch when the first calls started coming in, the actual 911 calls come in. It was between 4 and 5 when I got notified. Okay. But prior to that, in that 3 to 4 area, my understanding is, and we're in the process of trying to put a timeline. You know, that's going to take a little bit of time. As I've told you several times, that is not my priority this time. There's three priorities. That's locating the people out there, identifying and notifying the next of kin. That is what I'm taking as my job as sheriff here to do. Okay.
With all due respect, sir, I think that the community here is asking these questions. What happened? When did it happen? Was the emergency manager awake at the time? Did they push the button to issue an emergency alert?
Sir, it's not that easy when you just push a button, okay? There's a lot more to that.
It kind of makes you wonder, Charles, what do these reporters think is their real job and their real responsibility to their community? Is it really that when this guy's trying to identify bodies?
Absolutely. Do you remember as a kid playing the game Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
I do.
Well, I think that's what it's all about. It's pin the tail on the elephant, right? They want to see whatever they can do to dam the opposing party. I think it's perfectly reasonable to ask those questions, but maybe not right now.
Right.
And I think that's what the sheriff, I think that was the sheriff,
it was.
Was saying in response. I think that there are a couple of things that have happened. The first is that Walter Cronkite is dead, you know, so are Huntley and Brinkley. You just don't have this kind of neutral down the middle. There was also a great editor at the New York Times for a long time. In fact, when he retired, or after he'd retired, somebody asked him, what did you think your biggest achievement was? And he said, to get them to play it straight. And the person later, to whom he told it later, said, "I just didn't understand at the time what he was talking about and why that would have been difficult. But you can see now that it is, that what you see is people who are supposed to be reporting hard news view their whole goal as editorial, essentially. There's nothing wrong with editorial, but it should be sharply distinguished from reporting hard news. Your program is discussion. If I have a strong point of view, fine. If you have a strong point of view, fine. But if my job was the 6 p.m. newscast, it's a different job, and these people just don't get it."
You're exactly right. And it's kind of one of those things where you see it play all the way through. I mean, your article in talking about what is going to happen over in Iran with the Ayatollah's mm-hmm. regime and how it's going to survive. I mean, you would think that there are a lot of reporters in the United States, when they look at this, they're pulling for the Iranians, that regime, to actually survive and keep going, and they want something to blame Trump for. But your article really points out of the fact, I don't know that the Ayatollah is going to be able to survive through this whole thing.
Nobody does. I sometimes say that regimes don't break the way that a willow tree does, where it bends over in the wind, and you can see it bending more and more, and you can see that it's going to break. Regimes break like a glass tabletop, where more and more pressure is put on them, and then all of a sudden there's a catastrophic failure, right? When I talk with Mark Reardon, who went to University of Missouri School of Journalism and pays attention to it in the present, says that there are no Republican faculty members at the school now. That is not doing justice to the students. They need to have a range of opinions. And I can tell you, when I went to school long ago, that I couldn't have told you whether my history professor or my political science professor was a Democrat or a Republican. I used to tell my students I have strong views on subject X or Y, but I don't grade you according to how close you come to my views. I grade you according to whether you make an informed, well-substantiated argument, and I hope I can do that fairly. But there's not a Middle East department at any university in the country that does that.
You know, a lot of people were thinking that because Iran's media is state-controlled and they really control the narrative and they shut down a lot of outside opinion, they were thinking that, you know, where we are right now and what actually happened to Iran wasn't going to be fairly reported, so the people weren't going to know about it. But you make the point that this is so big and the devastation has been so bad, they can't even keep this covered up for long. Eventually, to your point, it's going to collapse under the weight of its own failure.
You're right, Mike. In fact, what we're seeing now is they're taking away people's cell phones. They're exerting very hard repression. This is not Afghanistan. This is not a tribal. This is a fairly sophisticated country, and they can continue to do that. But and it's not necessarily the case that even if their economy collapses, that the regime will. Look at North Korea. They can't turn on the lights, but the regime survives. So you just don't know what the effect will be. But what I've been struck by is that the reporting on Iran has focused almost entirely on whether Trump exaggerated when he said that these sites have been obliterated. That was,
right,
I think, his word. And that's all they wanted to talk about. Well, did he exaggerate? Well, gee, does Trump exaggerate? I'd say all the time. but there are a lot of other questions. This, it seems to me, is one of those transformative moments, potentially, in the Middle East. Not only because of what Israel and then America did in Iran, but what Israel did in rolling up all of Iran's proxies in Hamas, in the Gaza Strip, in Hezbollah, in Lebanon. We have a new regime in Syria. We have real damage done to the Houthis in Yemen. So I'm not saying that Iran won't try to reconstitute these, and I'm not saying Iran won't try to rebuild their nuclear facilities. They certainly will. But the fact is, we're at a transformative moment in which we can see a broader peace possible, not necessarily certain, but possible across the Middle East. And one reason is that Israel is now clearly the strong horse in the region, but it's also a really attractive partner to the Saudis and to the UAE and others who are trying to transform their economy from simply petroleum extraction to something that looks more like a modern economy. But who's the modern economy across the Middle East? Who has the best technology? It's Israel. So partnering with them makes a lot of sense if they can get past their domestic audience.
Well, Charles, I appreciate you spending some time with us today talking about this subject, and we will keep following you and making sure that we are staying up on top of all these developments. Because it feels like to me, if you miss a day, you miss a lot. Everything is changing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So fast that I'm glad.
Man, ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
It is.
Well, and following me, Mike, you're just wise beyond your years.
Well, I've always said I like to follow people smarter than me who keep better tabs on things because it makes me a smarter person. So I appreciate there are folks like you that keep good tabs on this. So, Charles, thanks for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure.
That is Charles Lipson. He is definitely on top of everything. So, Charles, we appreciate you watching all that. We're going to talk with Curtis Hoke on the other side. He is a managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Getting more about this fact of, are you just ticked off at the media? Is it just me? Or does it feel like they go out of their way to show their idiocy? I don't know if that's a word. We're just going to go with that. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.